Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam Mana Karma Vasang Prayunkte Avidyatmani Upadhi Man, excuse me, Upadhi Yamane Prithir Na Yavan Mai Vasudeve Na Muchyate Deha Yogena Tavat Evam Mana Karma Vasang Prayunkte Avidya Yatman Yipadhi Yamane Prithir Nayavan Mai Vasudeve Namuchyate Deha Yogena Tava Evam Mana Karma Vasang Prayunkte Avidya Yatman Yupadhi Yamane Prithir Nayavan Mai Vasudeve Namuchyate Deha Yogena Tava Evam Mana Karma Vasang Prayunkte Avidya Yatman Yupadhi Yamane Prithir Nayavan Mai Vasudeve Namuchyate Deha Yogena Tava
subjugated by fruit of activities, prayunkte acts, avidya by ignorance, atmani when the living entity, Upadhiyamani, is covered. Priti, love. Na, not. Yavat, as long as. Mayi, unto me. Vasudeve, Vasudev Krishna. Na, not. Mujjate, is delivered. Deya Yogena, from contact with the material body. Tavat, so long. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudev, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. Purport: when the mind is polluted by fruit of activity, the living entity wants to be elevated from one material position to another. Generally, everyone is involved in working hard day and night to improve his economic condition. Even when one understands the Vedic rituals, he becomes interested in promotion to heavenly planets, not knowing that one's real interest lies in returning home back to Godhead. By acting on the platform of fruitive activity, one wanders throughout the universe in different species and forms. Unless he comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, a guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord Vasudev. Knowledge of Vasudev requires many births to understand, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sadurlabha. After struggling for existence for many births, one may take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudev Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and surrenders unto him. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila 19.151 in the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami at Dasa Vameda Ghat. Pramanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. The living entity wanders throughout different planets in different forms and bodies, but if by chance he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the spiritual master he receives Lord Krishna's shelter and his devotional life begins. Om Jnanati Manandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krota Vachalam Pungundang Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sugurum Dinatarnam Vanchakapa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So read the verse one more time. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Vasudev, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. So the whole problem of material existence is that we are covered by these modes of material nature. Avatam jnanam etina jnanino nitrivayana. The wise living entity, this pure consciousness, is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. So we're covered by these modes of material nature, but the pure love of Krishna is actually there in the heart. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sajji kavana shravanadi sudha chitti korya yudhoi. So this process that we're practicing, sarana bhakti, is meant to bring out this love that's dormant there. And it's a very nice process. Even though we're not pure yet, still we're chanting, dancing, taking prasadam, and it's joyfully done. Even though we're not completely pure yet, still it's like Prabhupada, he was speaking about this once. And he said, even if it's not true what we're preaching, still it's such a nice life. We're singing, we're dancing, we're taking nice Krishna prasadam, we have nice association. So even if it's not true, still we have a nice life. Yeah? And then he went on to say, give us something better and we'll take it. Such a nice philosophy. So it's a very nice process, this Krishna consciousness. And it is a fact that this is the absolute truth. One time Srila Prabhupada was in his room in Los Angeles, and there was many GBC members there. And Prabhupada was very grave. So he asked the GBC members and the sannyasis, are you convinced? And no one said anything for about 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and it was a very long silence. And then Prabhupada said, well, I'm convinced. So, excuse me. The more we practice this process of Krishna consciousness, the more we'll also be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the cause of all causes, the creator of everything. I was reading recently in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and quite a few times I came to this word, causeless. And I looked it up in the folio and found that this word, causeless, is in Prabhupada's books about 2,900 times. But we all know Krishna, he's the cause of all causes. Nothing happens without his sanction. So I was wondering, why is this word there so much in Prabhupada's books? Causeless means there's no cause, right? But Krishna's the cause of all causes. So I was asking many senior devotees about this. And it wasn't wonderful lectures or even by much hearing. But it can only be attained by he whom Krishna chooses. So Krishna, he's Swarat, right? He's completely independent. He doesn't have to do anything. So although we're trying so hard to become Krishna conscious, there's no guarantee. Because Krishna's Swarat. He doesn't have to do anything. Right? So that he does give his mercy to someone is his causeless mercy. Because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to do anything. So when he does give his mercy, that's his causeless mercy. Very interesting. Of course, generally, Krishna, he says whom he gives his mercy to. Tesam sarak yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenam upyantite. He says to those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So this is the general way things go. If we surrender to Krishna, then he most likely will give himself. But still, he is not bound. Completely independent. But he gives us that direction that we have to become attached to him. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one who is free of all attachment, fear, and anger, is fully absorbed in me, comes to me, becomes purified, and comes to me. Vitaraga bhayakura manmaya mamapashata bhavo jnana tapasa putamad bhava magata. Being free from attachment, fear, and anger, many, many persons have become purified by knowledge of me, and they've come to me. So Krishna here, he's trying to encourage us. Many, many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me. And they've come to me. I'll tell you a nice incident that happened in this regard. In Miami, there was one nice couple, very devoted to Krishna, Panchagoda Prabhu. We grew up in Miami together. He was my Sankirtan leader, and then I became the Sankirtan leader. Then he became the president of Miami. Then I became the president of Miami. One devotee was joking. Now Panchagoda is the president of Vrindavan, then you'll become the president of Vrindavan. I said, no. I just want to distribute books. So this devotee, Dr. Choksi, his wife got cancer, which is a very nice devotee. So us, the brahmacharis, were going there to their house, and we were doing bhajan to encourage her in her future, you know, to go back to Godhead, to hear the names of Krishna, take shelter of Krishna. So we were going there a few times in the week, and then we went there one night, and it looked like she was going to leave her body that night. But it was already late, so we decided to leave. And that night, she was at her bed, and Dr. Choksi, what was his name? Dinabandhu Prabhu. He got initiated. He was standing there next to the bed, and she said to Dinabandhu Prabhu, "Do you see him?" And Dinabandhu Prabhu said, "Do I see who?" She said, "Krishna. He's standing right in front of me. And he's so beautiful. And he's calling me. He's calling me. But you're my husband. I have to ask you, should I go?" And he said, yeah, go. So she closed her eyes. A few minutes later, gone. Vivo! So it's happening. And so many devotees, they've left their body here in Vrindavan, Mayapur, and it's said that anybody that leaves their body in Vrindavan or Mayapur, they go back to Godhead. So many devotees are getting purified by this process, and they're going back home, back to Godhead. And believe it or not, it can happen to us too. We just have to be very strict. Yeah. This is Maya's kingdom. So it's very difficult. And therefore it's stated in the by I think Prabodhananda Sarasvati, Kala Kalir Balina Indriya Vairi Varga Sri Bhakti Marga Kantaka Kotiruddha. That in the age of Kali, the senses are very difficult to control. Some of you may have noticed. A little difficult. And in this age, the path of bhakti is spiked by millions of thorny obstacles. Kind of scary, huh? The path of bhakti in the age of Kali is spiked by millions of thorny obstacles. So what to do? Krishna says, Machita Sarva Durgani Matpasara Trishasi Atacha Tungahungsara Nashoshasi Vanoshasi. Krishna says, you just become conscious of me and you'll cross over all these obstacles. If, however, you act out of false ego and you don't hear me, then you're going to be lost. You're going to become bewildered by all these obstacles. So this is the key. We have to become conscious of Krishna. And the best way to be conscious of Krishna is by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the handicap for the Kali Yugites. Yeah. Very easy. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy and get purified. Yeah. So we're so fortunate that we have this process. So we should really take advantage of it. Try our very best. All we have to do is try our best. Right? Try your best, pray for the best, and Krishna will do the rest. Right? So Krishna, he wants us to go back to Godhead. And therefore he comes. In so many ways he comes to help us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sarjamya. Whenever there's a predominant rise of irreligion and a decline in religious life, at that time I descend. So one time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, it says that Krishna comes whenever there's a predominant rise of irreligion, but it seems like this is a very high rise of irreligion. So is he going to come again? And Prabhupada said he's here now in the form of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came also. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Vatara is the most merciful incarnation of Krishna. Just like here, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he's quoting this statement by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmanda Brahmatekun Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Pis, that the living entity is going through so many different species of life, higher species of, the higher planets, the lower planets, so many different species of life. If one becomes very fortunate, he receives the Bhakti Lata Beach. He comes in contact with the spiritual master who guides him out of this material existence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also instructing Sanatana Goswami. Just imagine how fortunate these devotees are. Personal instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he gave a parable. He said once there was an astrologer who was going village to village. And this astrologer's name was Sarvagya, which means knower of everything. So he went to one home, and the man of this home was very sad. because he was very poor. So this Sarvajna, he told this man, "Why are you so sad? Your father has left you great riches." Prabhupada explains in the purport to this pastime that similarly the Vedas come and they instruct us, don't be sad, don't be distressed, because there's a great treasure for you in Krishna consciousness and spiritual life. So just take this up and you'll become wealthy. This is the instruction of the Vedas. Of course, not materially wealthy, although that also happens sometimes, but spiritually wealthy. So this Sarvajna, he went on to say that your father has left you a great treasure, but be careful. When you go for this treasure, be careful, because if you dig in the southern side, you're going to be harassed by drones and bees, and they're going to harass you so much that you'll not be able to touch the treasure. It won't be possible. It'll be too painful. And if you dig on the western side, you're going to be harassed by ghosts. And they're going to cause so much fear in you that you'll not be able to get the treasure. And if you dig on the northern side, there's a big black snake there, and he'll just devour you. So these drones and bees, this is compared to fruitive activity. This is the general tendency in the material world. People have left Krishna to try to enjoy in this material world, but they're being stung by the material nature. Everybody is being stung by the threefold miseries, Adiatmika, Adibodhika, Adidaivika. Misery is coming from our own body. It's like last night, it's getting a little warm, so I was going to open the window, but I had to close the screen. But when I closed the screen, I had to put the latch down, and I gashed my hand. I was just thinking, boy, this is the material world. You just try to close a window and gash your hand. So misery is coming from our own body. So many miseries, diseases. I asked one doctor, how many types of cancer are there? And he said, there's as many types of cancer as there are types of things in your body. Just you can get, there's like practically hundreds of different types of cancer that we can get. And we can get it at any time. So many devotees are dying of cancer now, unfortunately. These bodies are very, very vulnerable. Just like, I don't know if you know, but recently, just last month, or maybe earlier this month, in Mayapur, one devotee, he got a fever, and within 10 hours, he left his body. Of course, he left his body in Mayapur, so that's very auspicious. So we never know. Like, I was distributing books in the Miami airport, and one worker, friend of mine, he came and he gave me the sad news that his wife, she had bumped her knee on the bedpost 6 months earlier. She got cancer on that spot on her knee and died 6 months later. Just bumped her knee on the bedpost, died 6 months later, got cancer there. So you never know what's going to happen. This material body is extremely vulnerable. So therefore we have to be very conscious of Krishna, because we never know. It's a dangerous place. Danger at every step. Param param yad viparam natesham. And in America, there's a statistic that every year about 600 people die from rolling off their bed. Danger at every roll also. You got to be careful. Where you roll. It's like Devamrita Swami, he rolled off the bed and he broke his arm. Some years back, he broke his arm from rolling off the bed. At least he didn't die. If you don't have a pure devotee giving you direction in the Vedic literatures, then it can be very confusing. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he called our Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because there's actually about 600 different translations of the Bhagavad Gita. And they're all giving different interpretations. Just like there's one scholar, he was translating the Gita, and he came to this verse, Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarvapapejo mokshayasyami masucha. In the commentary of this verse, he writes, Krishna is asking too much. This is a scholar's interpretation of Krishna's teachings. He's asking too much. Such rascals. Yeah? And Gandhi, he writes that the Pandavas and the Kurukshetra, this is the Kurukshetra, this means the body, and the five Pandavas, this is the senses. All concoction. So much speculation. And another one says, it's not unto Krishna that you surrender, but unto the unborn within Krishna. Prabhupada used to smash that one all the time. Like there's a difference between the inside and outside of Krishna. Such nonsense. So therefore, Prabhupada called it Bhagavad Gita as it is. And all the other Bhagavad Gitas, they can be called Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. Because it's not the real thing. So we're very fortunate. We were searching for spiritual life, and we came to Prabhupada's books. Just like the first time I saw Prabhupada's books was in a library. I had heard about the Bhagavad Gita, and I wanted to read it. But when I went to the library, there was four Bhagavad Gitas. And so I thought, now, what am I going to do? Which one should I read? So fortunately, our BBT made Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita much more attractive than the others. So I pulled out Prabhupada's. If I hadn't have pulled out Prabhupada's, who knows where I'd be now, I'd be out there all confused, So upon reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, I was convinced Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I stopped all my sinful activities and just chanted Hare Krishna. So this is the potency of Srila Prabhupada. So many other Bhagavad Gitas went to the West. Nobody became a devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita goes to the West, and so many people are becoming devotees of Krishna. So this is the Shakti of the pure devotee. So this is why Prabhupada emphasized so much that we distribute these books. Because Krishna consciousness is the only lack in society. And this is pure Krishna consciousness. If anybody reads Prabhupada's books, they make advancement. They may not become a devotee, but they've started their path. They've started on their path back to Godhead. And it's not that we have to distribute only big books, although Prabhupada liked the big books distributed because people keep big, hardbound books. Small books they have a tendency to throw away. But I'll give you an example of how powerful even these very small books, there's one pamphlet, The Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. In New York City, back in the early 70s, they were regularly distributing these little pamphlets, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, freely to the people. So one student, he got this and he took it back to his apartment. And he was reading this pamphlet. And he was shocked. Because Prabhupada, he can speak very strongly. And he was, in this book, Prabhupada mentions that those persons who are absorbed in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, they're just polished animals, wasting their human form of life. So Prabhupada was going on and on and on about, you know, just smashing this materialistic conception of life. And this person was just, he was just shocked. But he was shocked in a positive way. And he was thinking, this person is so powerful. He's so pure. I need to get more books. So he wrote to the BBT and he got some more books. But there was one that he knew had been printed, but the BBT somehow didn't have it. And he knew there was devotees in New York City that were distributing books. So he went to them and he asked one devotee, I'm looking for this particular book. Do you have this book? And she said, no, I don't have it, but we can go back to the temple and I can get it for you there. And he said, no, you're not going to get me to go to the temple. You see, he liked the books, but he thought the devotees were a little unusual. He didn't have much faith in the devotees. So he said, oh, all right. Anyway, you can give a donation to the temple. He said, no, I didn't bring any money. I didn't bring my checkbook. That's all right. We can go to your apartment. And he's thinking, oh, God, I can't believe it. All right. So he took her to the apartment. And he said, you wait here. I'm going to go up to my flat. I'll bring down a check and I'll give you a donation. So he came down and he said, I'm only going to give you $2,000. And she said, no, you have to give $5,000. And he's thinking, oh, I can't believe it. All right. Build out $5,000. This is 1972. And $5,000 back then is like maybe $20,000 now. Right? But somehow he gave that. This Mataji is very bold. Her name is Divi Shakti. One of your Vrindavan residents here, still distributing books. One of the most saintly ladies we have in our ISKCON society. So, he gave that donation, didn't get the book yet. So then, some weeks later, he saw another devotee. And he was talking to this devotee and then he said, you know, Prabhupada is coming. In 1 week, he's coming to the New York temple. And this person thought, wow, the author of these books is coming to New York. I have to meet this person. So, although he didn't have much faith in the devotees, he thought, I have to meet this person. So he went there to the New York temple just before Prabhupada had started his lecture. And he sat down there right in front of Prabhupada. And he was so impressed with Prabhupada's talk on the Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of the talk, he decided, I'm a Hare Krishna. So that person is Devamrita Swami. So just see the Shakti. An 18-page little pamphlet made this Devamrita Swami a devotee, and he's a wonderful devotee. He's probably the best preacher in our society that makes Western devotees in Australia and New Zealand. He's probably the most expert at making Western devotees. So he's so good at it. Huh? Indians also, this gentleman. I guess, did he make you a devotee also? So he's good at also making Indian devotees. So this is the potency of distributing this knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada, he once said, nothing can stop this Krishna consciousness movement. It's too late. He said, even if everybody bloops, everybody leaves, that's kind of a scary thought, right? He said, still it will continue because the books are out there. And just recently, just a couple months ago, we crossed the 500 million books distributed on this planet. Viva! 500 million, that's a lot of books. So I'll give you an example of how this is true, what Srila Prabhupada said, that it's too late. This movement will continue. In Russia, there was one man that got one of Srila Prabhupada's books. And in this book, he read that this knowledge is very important and therefore it should be distributed throughout the world. So this person was so inspired by this book that he read that he decided to get the book printed himself. And he was kind of well-to-do, so he had about 200 books printed there in the city where he was, and he started distributing them. Right? So he's distributing books. Never met a devotee, never taken prasadam, never been to a temple, nothing. But he's a book distributor. So one team of devotees, they went into his town. And some of the people they approached, they said, no, we already have these books. And they thought, oh, there's already book distributors here. So they continued distributing. And they ran into this person. And they said, oh, Hari Bol Prabhu. And he said, Hari Bol? What's Hari Bol? And they said, wait a second, you're distributing books and you don't know what Hari Bol is? Not a clue. Well, but you're distributing books. What temple are you from? He said, temple? There's temples? Yeah, there's temples. Now wait a second, you don't know about temples, you don't know about Hari Bol, and you're distributing books? How is this? He said, well, one friend of mine, he got this book and he didn't read it, he gave it to me and I read it and I like it a lot. And when I read that this knowledge should be distributed throughout the world, it's so important, I went and I got these books printed and I'm distributing them. And when the devotees heard this, their jaw like went,